Imagine spending the better part of 2020 with Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders' analysis is right. The difference is I don't like his solutions.
Bernie voted 5 times against the Brady Bill.
Punches flew from the start, with Bernie Sanders the prime target.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight. I wonder why.
Even his ideological ally, Elizabeth Warren, took direct aim at him for the first time.
Bernie and I agree on a lot of things, but I think I would make a better president than Bernie.
Warren also had billionaire Mike Bloomberg in her sights. Just like the last debate, she brought up his record on the way he treats women.
You know, this is personal for me. When I was 21 years old, I got my first job as a special education teacher. I loved that job. And by the end of the first year, I was visibly pregnant. The principal wished me luck and gave my job to someone else. At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
said that.
To have said to one of his pregnant employees.
The former New York mayor denied this, but the mood was murderous at times.
Warren, that is a very serious charge that you leveled at the mayor.
Candidates shouted at and over each other, taking their last opportunity to speak to the nation ahead of key primaries. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar tried to show she could be a voice of reason.
If we spend the next 4 months tearing our party apart, we're going to watch Donald Trump spend the next 4 years tearing our country apart.
Undoubtedly, the president will be delighted by the chaos, his re-election campaign describing the Democrats as a hot mess and declaring it didn't matter who emerged from the carnage, Donald Trump would win in November.